USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The GOP is pulling out all the stops in Georgia. The balance of power will be determined by the Georgia Senate runoff elections the first week of January. First Lady Melania Trump introduces her husband to the Georgia crowd.
Let your voices be heard, Georgia. Get out and vote for Senator Loeffler and Senator Perdue. Thank you, and God bless you and your families. It is now my pleasure to welcome the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
The United States House of Representatives voted on Friday to decriminalize marijuana at the federal level. As the bill moves to the Senate, the legislation does not legalize cannabis across the country. It just stops the federal government from interfering with states and eases banking restrictions still in place since the 70s when pot was put on the controlled substance list. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Kirsty Dunn. I'm a seller engagement manager at eBay. This Saturday is Small Business Saturday, and we are really excited to announce the launch of our up-and-running grants. These grants are essential to help small businesses and to recognize the small businesses that have powered America and to help secure their future online. We really do believe that it is the responsibility of big business to give back and help small businesses that may be struggling. So eBay is committing $500,000 in funding, as well as education and other resources, to help them sustain and grow their businesses through 2021 and beyond. We will be selecting 50 eBay small business sellers to receive a $10,000 grant package, which comprises of cash, eBay credits, and other education and resources and training. If you are an eBay small business seller, head to ebay.helloalice.com to apply for an up-and-running grant.
As Americans prepare to get the COVID-19 vaccine, let's take a look at some people that have already taken the vaccine in clinical trials. USA Radio News' Dan Rocky reports.
A vaccine against the coronavirus may be days away from receiving an emergency use authorization from the Food and Drug Administration. The agency will meet on December 10th to decide whether to issue the EUA for Pfizer's vaccine. So if approved, what side effects will people experience? Glenda Shields was part of the trial study for the Pfizer vaccine and tells Fox News about the side effects that he experienced after getting the shot.
I've never really had a reaction to a vaccine before, and I did have a reaction to this one. I had headaches and fatigue were the big thing. I didn't take, any kind of like aspirin or ibuprofen on the first shot. The second shot I did, and it basically muted all the effects. It was about 24 hours worth, and then there was a lot of shot site pain. Probably 48 to 72 hours.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
While free sounds good for higher education, someone will need to pay for these programs. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
When it comes to your children or grandchildren's education under a Biden administration, one of the things we heard on the campaign trail from Joe Biden was that he will enact legislation to ensure that students can go to community college for up to 2 years without having to pay tuition. Biden adopting a proposal from Senator Bernie Sanders to make public colleges and universities tuition-free for all students whose families' income are below $125,000 and forgive $10,000 in student debt for all borrowers. When it comes to free college, like Biden is promising, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos reminds us,
free sounds great, except that somebody somewhere is going to pay for it. And when you think about the fact that 2 out of 3 Americans don't pursue a 4-year college, why should anybody be asked, any of them be asked to subsidize and pay for those who do choose it?
DeVos speaking there on Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
In a 2018 study, there were approximately 19.6 million college students in the United States, 14.5 million enrolled in public colleges, and about 5.1 million students enrolled in private colleges. Two powerhouse NFL teams will face off today. The 8-3 Cleveland Browns travel to Nashville, Tennessee, and take on the 8-3 Titans. 1 p.m. Eastern on CBS. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.